Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, December 12th, 2024 edition. Insurance coverage for birth control passes. Insurers in Michigan now must cover over-the-counter birth control and emergency contraception without a prescription, starting in coverages in January of 2026. Under legislation approved in the Senate, 27-9. Well, do the math, 38 state senators, you've got a vote here of 27-9. 20 Democrats, 18 Republicans, means all the Democrats voted for it, including 7 Republicans. Senate approved Senate Bill 973 from Senator Mary Kavanaugh from Redford Township, a Democrat, which deals and directs private insurance companies. Companion bill, Senate Bill 974 by the communist Jeff Irwin from Ann Arbor, the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, deals with Medicaid. That's the health insurance paid for by us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan, through the Department of Health and Human Services. According to GoodRx, the prescription drug price tracking application on your phone, pharmacists prescribed birth control in Michigan currently is allowed solely through pharmacist-physician partnerships. You want birth control in the form of a pill or even emergency contraception? What is that? A young woman, a woman, it doesn't matter what age, has unprotected sex, wakes up in the morning and thinks, oops, I may be ovulating. Well, she can go get an emergency contraception pill under these bills without a prescription. Basically, killing the egg, potentially the fetus, upon conception. In March of this year, the country's first over-the-counter birth control pill, O-Pill, became available for purchases in stores like CVS, Walgreens, and Walmart. O-Pill, an oral contraception, can be purchased without a prescription. But the health insurance companies did not require prescriptions ahead of providing coverage. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approves these type of drugs and may approve future hormonal drugs and devices for over-the-counter availability. Insurers are still permitted under the legislation to subject themselves to prior authorization and quantity limit restrictions. But overall, an insurer must deliver coverage for these over-the-counter contraceptives without needing a prescription. Well, who are the Republicans that opposed the bills? Because I don't have the entire list of all 18 Senate Republicans. The 7 can be deduced from these senators that voted against it. Thomas Elbert from Lowell, Joseph Bellino Jr. from Monroe, Kevin Daly from Lum, John DeMoose from Harbor Springs, our state senator, Lindsay from Brooklyn, Ed McBroom up in the UP, 38th Senate District, Rick Outman from Six Lakes, Jim Runstad from White Lake, who's running for Michigan GOP chair, and Lana Tice from Brighton. They all voted and were the nine Republicans that voted against it. Kind of interesting. One of the Republicans offered an unsuccessful proposal to ban insurers from covering and paying for puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, genital and non-genital reassignment surgeries for minors. Well, guess what? The Democrats didn't allow that amendment to go through. So what does that mean? They want insurance companies to be forced to pay for puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, genital and non-genital reassignment surgeries for minors. Albert said the bills compelled taxpayers to fund these type of activities and contraceptives, even if they hold deeply held and religious beliefs against it. He called the legislation a patent violation of the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. What was that? Well, back in 2014, this bill, this federal act, was taken all the way to the United States Supreme Court. United States Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor that the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that was being alleged by an employee against Hobby Lobby, the retail company, well, they opted out of Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act contraceptive mandate, because the business has religious beliefs. The ruling was limited to health care plans offered by closely held companies. However, there was a small number of owners, unlike large-scale public companies like Hobby Lobby. The main reason this was challenged all the way to Supreme Court, it was a huge example for commerce businesses to be able to have religious beliefs. Arguments against the ruling said that a business entity, a corporation, was not a person, and therefore the business could not have religious beliefs. Well, five of the Supreme Court justices disagreed. Main reason, the corporation is owned by a person. Somebody is the president. Somebody organized the corporation, the business. The owner of the company could hold the religious beliefs. Therefore, his religious or her religious beliefs transferred to the company. Albert said, going forward, we see no accommodation making these bills glaringly unconstitutional. And just to be clear, one would be wrong to think that Michigan would get a pass because the Religious Freedom Restoration Act is a federal law. Well, in his opinion, it clearly applies to both the federal government as well as state governments. He suggested the bills would put taxpayers on the hook for attorney fees and awards if there is any complications during these type of activities or medical treatments. On the other hand, There are states where pharmacists themselves can prescribe birth control without a physician, regardless of the customer's age. Again, what states are those? Here we go. California, Hawaii, New York, Idaho, Illinois, New Mexico, Oregon, and Vermont. Basically, every single one of them, liberal, Democrat-leaning states. The one bill that's still waiting for Senate approval, after it passed in the House 56-53 in November, is House Bill 5436, which authorizes pharmacists in Michigan to prescribe and dispense birth control regardless of the purchaser's age. That's still waiting for approval in the Senate. Here's a quick list. Do we have enough time? I'm going to get started on this. These are like two-sentence bills. House Bill 4917 and 4918. Samantha Steckloff, Farmington Hills. It'll be a $2,000 fine, one-year misdemeanor to assault a public transit operator, like a bus driver or train operator, without a weapon. If you use a weapon, it now goes to $4,000 and a four-year felony. One of the Republicans joining the Democrats was Senator Michael Weber from Rochester. It passed 21-15. House Bill 5188, O'Neill from Saginaw. Increase how much a drain commissioner or drainage board can assess for inspections, repairs, and maintenance. Instead of $2,500 per mile, a drain commissioner can now assess up to $5,000. I'm amazed at how many of these bills they didn't pass during regular session, and they need to do it now. Unbelievable. Bills passed in the Senate 25-11. Five Republicans. Daley, Huizenga, Weber, Outman, and McBroom voted with the Democrats. We're going to wrap up this final segment of hour number two. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. End of the year sale happening right now at Northern Michigan RV. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. You heard this on the radio. Tony has 15 new and used toy haulers over at Northern Michigan RV. Couple of these large fifth wheel trailers, unbelievable. They can be hauled with a half ton, three quarter ton, one ton pickup truck, no problem. One that really caught my eye is a 2024. It's only a year old, but it's used. It sleeps eight people, has two slide outs, 42 foot long, bath and a half, two entries, two exit doors. He's offering it $10,000 discount. This unit retails for $80,000. He's selling it for $69.95. This is like a brand new trailer, folks. You're saving $10,000. He's got other ones there on the lot for you to come check out. Toy haulers. This is the rear ramp door. You can drive your motorcycle up into it, your ATV, your snowmobiles, whatever you want to haul, whatever toys you have. Heck, I guess you could even bring a jet ski on a trailer and put that up inside. Whatever you want to do, unbelievable. Christmas sale, end of the year sale going on right now at Northern Michigan RV. Go to their website, northernmichiganrv.com. Check out their inventory. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Gas prices are dropping already, and Donald Trump's not even in office yet. They're talking about day one, he is going to reopen the Keystone XL pipeline. I guess him and Trudeau talked about it at Mar-a-Lago, and it's going to happen. We increase supplies, prices of gasoline and diesel are going to drop. I'm going to predict we'll be below $2 a gallon by next summer, 2025. That's how fast this is going to happen. So, great opportunity for you to get a great deal. If the November and December has been any indication, folks, you may want to get out of town in January or February. Go down south, enjoy the weather, take your motorcycle with you. You've got your own bed, your own mattress, your own bathroom, your own towels. You're not dealing with hotels, Airbnbs, not dealing with any of that, and go anywhere you want in the country. If you're retired, you want to get out of Michigan during the cold weather, go see Tony. Tell him I sent you. They've got a great inventory going right now. Special financing deals, end of the year financing, all kinds of things happening. So, again, tell him Trucker Randy sent you. He's got 9 new toy haulers and 6 used ones. Going to have a show in January over there at the Allison Place. We'll be talking to Tony about that as we get closer after New Year's. Greatly appreciate him being a sponsor and all of the great products, services they provide. Open year-round. One other sponsor that I do want to mention in this last short segment, special deals being offered, Scott Hawley. He specializes in walk-in tubs and showers. $1,000 off plus a $1,600 walk-in shower package for free. If you're interested in that, text me Scott, and I'll send you his phone number. You can give him a call. Absolutely. Take advantage of this end-of-the-year Christmas sale discount he's offering our listeners. I enjoyed one last night. Man, I got to tell you, shoulders, elbows, all kinds of joint pain. This low pressure just kills me when we're going to have a snowstorm. Sat in that bad boy for about a half hour, 40 minutes last night. Went to bed and slept like a rock. Love that investment. So give him a call. Text me, Scott, and I'll send you that information as well. In the third hour, we've got some other stories we're going to look at, not just Lansing and all this lame duck activity, but we're going to talk about Washington. We're going to talk about Donald Trump's appointments. Seems to be a little bit of a momentum shift in favor of just the Senate approving all of his nominations. A couple of them are still facing some issues, but they're not standing down, they're not melting, they're not falling away. Actually, one of them that happened already that I'm kind of thankful for, he nominated Matt Gaetz, congressman from Florida, to be the attorney general. Well, he had some issues. He dropped out, and he replaced him with Pam Bondi, actual attorney general from Florida. Like her ideas. We're going to talk about that in the next hour. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-3600.
4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is 11 o'clock.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solution.